Blog Talk Radio.
Natasha K. Neal for Storm, that's great on my resume, because if she charged for consultation, you can look at Storm is a successful guy. This is Storm Monroe. This is how successful he became, and he was my mentor. He was my mentee. We didn't argue. We didn't fall out. He followed direction, and this is where he's currently at. So if she go out there for consultation, she can literally point at Storm and say, look how successful Storm Monroe. And now Storm Monroe can pay for consultation as well. But I highly suggest people this. Don't just think that you're paying somebody money that you automatically want to become a great superstar on YouTube. My advice is just continue to be consistent and see what works. You know, you can't get that from vlogging. And you pay somebody $60 that you're going to be this big YouTuber. It doesn't work.
All right.
This time on my own time.
Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Yes. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering. We got to get into some things. Oh, yes, we got to get into some things. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering. Oh my God, I sound like such a kid. I'm a fool. You a fool for this. Okay, period. Pull. What is going on? Yeah, I ain't got no hat on. I ain't got no haircut. Hairline looking raggedy. However, I just want y'all to know I'm going to Miami. Miami stand up. I'm going to be in Miami for Halloween. Excuse me. So, everybody, I'm saving myself for a fresh Miami haircut. So, shout out to all the people that live in Miami, Florida. If you end up seeing me, say hi to me. Don't hug me. Just wave at me. Say, Armand, you know, we take a picture like that. That's it. Yeah, I'll be in Miami. So, if you're in Miami, stand up, turn up. What's good? You know what I'm saying? If you see me, shout me out. Say, what's up? What's popping, Armand? I'll be like, yo, what's popping? Okay. Okay, so anyway, how we doing on Sunday? So today's going to be a little bit different. Not really. We're going to gossip, of course, obviously. We're going to get into some things, and then we're going to do an open chat where you guys can call in and we can talk about, you know, almost anything within reason. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to get into some things. We're at 96,000 subscribers. Shout out to that. And so make sure you have your cocktails and everything ready. I'm doing a Red Bull. I'm saving myself for Miami. I was doing a detox. You know, I've been doing my hot yoga. It's been working really well. So I've been, you know, steaming it out. But the thing for me still is the diet. So, like, I do the steam, but it's just I love my burgers and my fries. I do. I really do. It's hard for me to eat clean. It really is. It's so hard for me to eat clean because it's just so much easier to eat unhealthy. I know that sounds bad, but like when you're on the go and stuff like that, it's just easier to get food that's not as good for you. But different conversation for another day. Anyway, let's get into what we got going on today. We're talking about Cardi B which I'm not excited about, but we're going to get into it. Drake getting pissed on. And we're talking about the Negrita from the Bronx. Okay. So let's start with Negrita from the Bronx. J-Lo is black. Okay. J-Lo is your Negrita from the Bronx. All right. So she came out with a new song. I don't care about the song. I don't care about the video. I don't care about nothing at all. I don't even know the name of it. However, there was a little part of it in the video where she said in Spanish that she was always be his Negrita from the Bronx. I'm going to try to play it. Let me see if I can play it. Did y'all hear that? Hold on. Let me see if y'all can hear this. Let me know if y'all can hear this. Oh, hold on. I don't know. Did y'all hear that? I don't know if y'all heard that. I don't know if it picked up. Did y'all hear that? Let me know if y'all heard that. Say yes if y'all heard that. I'm playing it from my phone. Oh, they said turn it up. Let me see. So, yeah, so she calling herself your Negrita from the Bronx. Your Negrita from the Bronx. Well, I didn't know that she was a Negrita. You know what I'm saying? All these Negritas and Negritos, they become Negritas when, you know, when it's convenient. Where are the Negritas when the Negroes are being gunned down? Where are the Negritas when the niggas is being pulled over and shot? Where's the Negritas when we're marching? Where are the Negritas when the niggas ain't got nobody standing by their side? Now, all of a sudden, everybody's a Negrita. Everybody's a Negrita when it's time to make some money. But nobody wants to be a Negrita when it's time to be called the nigga. I heard that. Excuse me. I heard that. Okay? I heard that. I know you lying. This Negrita was silent the whole summer when the niggas was going wild. This Negrita was gone. We didn't hear nothing. How much money did this Negrita put into the black colleges? How much money did this Negrita, what did this Negrita say when it came down to, you know, George Floyd? Hell, what did the Negrita say for Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor? Where was the Negritas? ¿Qué? ¿Por qué? ¿Qué? ¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás? Quiero mami. Mami, sí. ¿Por qué? Uno, dos, tres. Quiero. Yo no sé. No bueno. ¿Qué? ¿Por qué? ¿Y? Negrita, where? ¿Dónde vive? Sinity. Uno, dos, tres. Where are they at? Somewhere speaking the Spanish. Not giving a damn. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of it. Everybody's a Negrita until it's time to be a nigga. J-Lo has never identified as black. Now she want to slip that in there. And then she did it in Spanish like we wasn't going to catch that. No, the people caught that. You tried that. You definitely tried that. She definitely tried that. Okay? I'm not here for J-Lo. I'm not here for the appropriation. We still didn't forget what you did to Ashanti. You had her singing all your ad-libs and you was the face of it. I don't even think that she identifies as Afro-Latina. Maybe she do. But you know what? They ride that fine line with that Afro-Latina stuff. Now, first it was First they wasn't even claiming that. And then started to be Afro-Latino. Now they just going and saying, we black. How do you get to choose? I know you ain't no negrita when you going in there signing them contracts. You're probably a hot Latina, right? Hot Latin flavor, hot Latina, muy caliente when you're going in there sitting in meetings. You're spicy caliente, Latino mami, poricua, Puerto Rican. But then you get your money and, you know, the hip hop is rolling and the culture's hot, black is in. Then you want to slide in and be a negrita. If you're not going to be a negrita from the beginning, you don't, you know, if you're not black power ungawa, I don't care about your negrita. Don't be negrita in the music and then you salsa and merengue and with your abuelos at home. Through hermano and through hermani, but now you're a negrita. You even tried it to say that you was a negrita in Spanish. We ain't Spanish. She had tried that. Y'all not finna, listen, y'all could, listen, we gonna accept everybody in, whatever, whatever, but what y'all not finna do is just move the black people out of everything, girl. I'm not finna do that. Y'all not finna just take over everything, girl. Now, Latin is not the new black. I don't give a damn. I don't care if you're Puerto Rican, Cuban. I don't care if you follow me and you feel some type of way. There's not, like, we're the black people, black, African-American, African, just niggas. I'm not moving to the side for Latin to be the new black, and that's the more, the racially ambiguous black, the brown is the new black. Brown is not the new black. Latin is not the Puerto Rican, Cuban. None of that is. That's not the new African American. That's not the acceptable black. I'm not taking it. I'm not accepting it. Y'all not finna slide that in on me. Black is black. And I ain't going nowhere. Where we gonna go? So you just move us on out the way. Are we just animals? You're not finna move me to the side. Now all of a sudden, now, first it was the Afro-Latina, fine. Now they just black. Oh, hell no. I see what's going on. Y'all trying to slowly move into the Latinos into being black fully. So then where do we go? I'm black, dark too. So I can't pass for nothing else but a nigga. Y'all not finna move me. Where do I supposed to go? Because I live in California. And so it's already a problem here. You know, we can't even have a hip-hop club or go and have the hip-hop DJ. We got to have the Asian homie to throw the hip-hop party. Or the Mexican homie to throw the hip-hop party. Then it's okay for us to have hip-hop music. As long as it's got some spice to it. Or as long as we got the Asian homie with the ducktail and the Nike ducks. No. So I'm already fed up. See, I don't live in the South where there's a lot of black. I live in California where Asian and Mexican is the new black. We've been moved out. So the Filipino homie, it's not, you know, that's already happening here. I'm not moving over. I didn't already have to move over for the Asian homie. They didn't already took that. They're the new black. Now the Puerto Ricans is the black. No, nigga, I'm black, and y'all not finna move me over. J-Lo is not black, and we are not accepting that. J-Lo is not black, and she tried it. No bueno. ¿Por qué no? No. Absolutely not. No. What they be saying? No. When you ask them something, and they don't want to tell, No. You be like, I just asked you where you was going. It just, or is this the right way? No. Why are you saying no? I'm just asking, no. So that's what I'm saying. No. Okay? Black people, J-Lo is not black. And for that, because y'all remember, I was saying that It was a long time I was saying Cardi B wasn't black. The Dominicans and all, but it took me to go to New York and I was like, okay, they black. But they black from Latin until whatever. J-Lo parents do not, nothing about them look black, nothing about them look mixed, nothing about them, none of that. And we're not going to push that narrative. No. I'm not taking it. I'm not doing it. I'm tired of this. And I live in California. So, y'all, if anybody, especially the Bay Area, if you live in California, then you already know. It's the Filipino homie. It's the Asian homie. They get to be the DJ. They get to play the hip hop, the sneak, the hype beast. They get to be the new black. The Mexicans, they get to play all the ratchet music and then mix it with a little suavemente. Suavemente. I get it. I'm okay with that. But y'all not finna start pushing everybody black, and then they black, but then they speak in Spanish. Y'all not finna play me like that, no. I'm serious.
I'm serious. Ciao. So yeah, that had triggered me. J-Lo is not black. She had tried that. She had really tried that. So, you know what I'm saying. Listen, I'm down for everybody. I love everybody. But, and there's a lot of us black people that want to feel culture, right? There's a lot of black people that want to feel like they're a part of something. They want to feel open-minded and different. But it's okay for black people to be like, listen, y'all doing too much. It does not make you a racist. It does not make you prejudiced, black people, for you to say, I don't agree with that. And if anybody that, and if those people that are, you know, different cultures and races, and they're offended by things that we're saying like this, like, listen, we want to have our culture. I don't give a damn. And those people don't need to be around. Because here's the thing. Where are the people standing up? And no, let the black people have something. Let's let them, instead of taking it and monetizing, let's pull them up. You know, you don't get a lot of that. But you get a lot of these people upset when you be like, no, this is ours. You don't own this. This is not your culture. They like, you're so closed-minded. Be open-minded. Share. No, nigga, it's not share. Y'all just coming and taking because it's more marketable for whoever. No. Somebody that's black that's got to say, listen, I'm not doing that. I'm not working with that. I'm not accepting that. I'm not feeling that. And if there's no amount of money, there's no amount of opportunity that you're going to be able to bribe me or give me that I'm going to sit back and let this Latin or white or Asian person stand in the way and act as if they're black while I feed them the culture and energy and they silence me with an opportunity or a check. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Listen, I don't feel any type of way. I'm just saying, girl, that was just a key. But I'm black. J-Lo is not. And some people be like, you know what? Listen, everybody's welcome. Everybody is welcome. But you got to call that shit. This is the reason why Jennifer Lopez was, you know, so easy to just skate that in there that she was black, because the Afro Latino was so big for over the last 2 years, especially when Amara La Negra came out wearing that weave, that fake Afro. Oh my God, you know that Afro was fake. You know, and how she tried to bust through with that Afro. You know, she'll never wear that Afro. Excuse me, to the reunion. But Amara La Negra wear that Afro when she want to have that conversation, when she want to pretend she black, and she don't do no black music. You don't ever see her do nothing about no black culture. Everything is uno, dos, tres, caliente, spicy, mommy, hot, Latina. Where's the homie? Where's the black in you outside of the Afro and the skin tone? So, girl, and you know, it's just, But see, what ends up happening is us black people, we throw shade to each other. In the dating pool, we're liking exotic, and so we don't look at ourselves as being exotic. So we see, you know, a darker skinned person or a Latino or somebody that start with a little bit of an accent, or maybe they got green eyes, or they have a textured hair that some would consider good hair or whatever. So to them, it's like, oh, they're black, but they're an exotic black, so they're better. They're more of a premier. Or some of them could be racially ambiguous. So then, you know, some of us, you know what I mean, we are so conditioned to try to, you know, get out of, you know, our blackness. We're so quick to try to latch on to this idea of blackness, but it's like this level up, like, oh, you know, she black, but like she not really black, so I could still kind of, I'm still kind of winning because, you know, she's Afro-Latina, so she's got a Latin spice, or he, or whatever, he's exotic. No, like, bitch, we exotic too. Shit, that's why they all take our stuff. And we can't just be giving up the culture like, yeah, she is black. Everybody's black. Everybody black, black, black. And then we'll be quiet for a check. So, I don't know. That's just my thing. It is what it is. But, y'all, J-Lo, she ain't black. She is not black to me. All right. So that was that one out, Chell. That had got me going. She had tried that, though. So hold on, hold on. Let me see what else we got. Let me see. Okay, period. All right, so what is next? Okay, Drake. So, well, T.I. put in a record that Drake got pissed on. Drake is allegedly out here getting pissed on a while back, all right? So, first of all, before we get into that, I want to say, shout out to T.I. for his Libra album. It's a really, really good album. I'm loving the Pardon record with Lil Baby. He came out with a vibe. Like I'm here for T.I. I love when the old heads come back and hit me with a nice little vibe and can keep the newness and keep it fresh. So T.I. did his thing on that record. The album is good. I like the song with him, and I don't know the name of it exactly, but the song with him and Young Thug I like. I like the song with him and Eric Bellinger, and there's another song with him and Jeremiah, which I think is a good song. And shout out to Hitmaker, Young Berg, I think that's his name. Wasn't he dating Hazel Lee at one point? But anyway, that guy who, that guy. Okay, so shout out to him for, you know, producing some of the records, or if not the whole album. But so he did his thing on that. I actually like the album. So on the album, there is a song with John Legend. Oh, my God, I forgot the name of that one, too. It's called We... Oh, my God, don't get me to lie. Let me go to my Spotify right now, child, because I'm going to start lying. I'm going to start lying, child. What is that? I just was planning today this morning on station here. Oh, no. I do not want to. Oh, we did it big. Child, because they would have got that. They would have got me out of here. Okay, it's called We Did It Big. Okay. So this is what T.I. says in the record. Let me see. Okay, so this is what T.I. says. So much I can say about my nigga Cap. Okay, so Cap is T.I.'s friend. Okay, and so he's reminiscing about what happened in him. So Cap is dead, but this is T.I.'s friend who passed away. So he says, so much I can say about my nigga Cap. Life as I know it, it started that day I pulled up when you totaled your Duce in the corner. You say I was winning the race, though. Fifth of him to the face. A full fit on your waist. Caught a body. Spent millions appealing your case. While I'm fighting my own, somehow you got home so drunk in L.A. End up pissing on Dre. Ish is F F it, and that's still my brother, since back in the trap house. Okay, so you ended up pissing on Drake. Well, first of all, how did you end up pissing on Drake? Now, before we get into that, the pissing on Drake, this has been rumored. Here's the tea. So Drake unfollowed T.I., but T.I. confirmed what Meek Mill said back in 2015 when they were beefing. So I got the tea right here. So back in 2015, Meek Mill and Drake were beefing. Okay, so when Meek Mill released his diss track, the Wanna Know diss, he said, you let Tip Homie piss on you in a movie theater, nigga. We ain't forget. Real niggas is back in style. This ish is lit. That's the Ja Rule ish and 50 Cent. So that was back then. So shortly after the track was released, sources told TMZ the incident occurred during a private screening of Takers in 2010. Insiders claim Cap was highly intoxicated and began urinating on himself, with some pee unintentionally getting on Drake. The Toronto rapper reportedly got up from his seat 30 minutes into the movie and shouted out, "Mother," and left. So he accidentally pissed on Drake in the movie theater, and Drake was like, "Mother effer," because he was so drunk the nigga was peeing on himself. So the pee got on Drake back at a private screening back in 2010. Okay, but Meek Mill was like, "You let niggas piss on you." Okay, and so the thing was, Drake didn't do anything about it, but you got to think, this is when Drake was first coming out, you know what I mean? This was 2009, 2010, so he probably didn't want no smoke. However, why would T.I. put that information out like Drake is just around getting pissed on? That was very, very late. That was very, very messy. He didn't have to put Drake in that, you know what I mean? But T.I. is a little bit of a clout chaser and is clearly trying to make sure that some of these records stick. Now, why would Drake have to take an L like that? I mean, so T.I. and Drake, I mean, that's safe to say that that relationship is over. But either way, niggas ain't just gonna be pissing on me on accident. Now, this private, because I was going to say, like, what is the tea like? Because at first I was thinking, well, Drake, how did you end up by, still for me, what's the niggas out? Like, how does it, like, because even if you peeing on yourself, it's just like creates a puddle within your pants. So for it to shoot out and get on me, that means either your thing was hard. And like kind of, if you a man, for it to shoot out of your pants, that means it's like, instead of it being like this, it's like this, laying up, like on your stomach. So it's coming out. So was your thing hard, or why was the thing standing up inside your, so it was coming through the pants? Like, I'm confused. Why was your out next to Drake? You was that drunk, but you know them niggas, they be sagging their pants down to the floor. Booty be out. The boxers, they be wearing them boxers, and the whole slit be open. So it probably flopped out. You know, let me tell you something. The straight men are some of the most homoerotic men I've ever met in my life, because they just be walking around with their booty out, hands in their pants, running trains on hoes. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know what be going on in the straight setting. You know, because, I mean, why was this thing standing up in order for it to shoot out? I don't understand. If you got on your pants, how does it come out of here and on the Drake? That's some tea. Drake, is that when you became a megastar? After you got pissed on? Period, Pool. You just never know. Is that all I need to make it? A little piss? I'm sure you are pissed off now. No piss intent, point intended. Okay. I'm not understanding how. I'm just puzzled at the piss. Whew. Well, if you haven't done so, this is a great time to subscribe to the channel. Yes. Let's get into some things. Let's get into some things. It's going to be a legendary show. We are 96,000 subscribers. We need 10 subscribers right now. Let's subscribe right now before you piss me up. We want to do that open chat and we want to get into some things and we want to be a messy on a Sunday. Then we're going to have to get some subscribers. I'm not going to be messy on here for free. You know this live is not going to be monetized. We're talking about piss. So at least give me some subscribers because I ain't going to get paid. Dang it. Okay. Oh, God. Well. I don't know what to say about this next situation because I'm just like at a point and at a place where I'm afraid. I'm trying to choose my words very carefully because I know people are watching and I know people are ready to say things, but I have to be honest with you. Cardi B I don't think she's thinking. I think she's thinking out of emotion right now. She's not moving the right way. But first I'll say this. Let's start with this. So Cardi B is going in on her fans again. I mean, pretty much just going on. And I get it because the fans, you love them, but there's a piece of fans that make you feel like you're boxed in. The fans will make you feel like they own you. The fans will be very much so in your business. The fans can be very frustrating, okay? And I know that from personal experience, but could you imagine being one of the mega biggest superstars in the whole wide world? That probably is a whole nother level on top of a lot of things that she goes through behind the scenes. Like, you know what I mean? She has a lot of issues going on behind the scenes. So Cardi B gets frustrated. I'm not going to play any of the videos because she's cursing way too much, but we've all seen them, and if not, Layla Lynn has a great video breakdown, or you can type in Cardi B Live. But she basically goes and says her fans, some of her closest fans to her, they're talking about her. They're in her business too much. They're dragging her makeup artist. They're dragging Precious. They've made Precious cry because Precious is fat, and Precious has felt some type of way about being fat, and she's cried 100 times to Cardi B. For being fat. They've drug who else did they drag? They drag Offset, they drag everybody. So Cardi B is coming to defense for her team now. And the thing is, it's just like I get it, and then I'm just trying to make sure that I say this in the right way because I still like Cardi B. But here's the thing. She's just doing way too much talking. She's just like, you know, she's frustrated because she feels like it's the fans that she flew out to her party that are dragging her. She basically said the fans could suck her D. They don't pay her bills, which is not true. If it weren't for the fans, you wouldn't be where you are. You get what I'm saying? And are they still, who's Precious? Poor Precious. Oh, not Precious. Excuse me. Patience. Excuse me. Same thing. Patience. Sorry, not Precious, child. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, they said Precious is fat. Sorry, patience. Same difference. Shit. It's the same thing. Okay. Because I'm trying to keep my words right, okay? shit. Damn it, I thought of that. Patience and precious is the same shit to me. Anyway, Patience was crying to her and frustrated, and people are dragging Patience for all these things. So then, anyway, Cardi B goes on to this rampage, even more about her personal business. So we find out now that Cardi B doesn't have a manager. She's also went on a rampage and said that, you know, she's got to pay $300,000 for her home to get fixed. She got a water leak in her house. So her and Offset have to pay $300,000 for that. So that's what's stressing her out. She's not stressed out about her relationship and other things like that. Those things don't stress her out. That's the last thing that she's worried about. I don't know if I believe that, but this is what she's saying. I'm trying not to be shady because I'm being shady. I'm trying not to just go in because it's going to come across as shady, but it's like, girl, that's not the truth. Okay. Because you just filed for divorce. So you're definitely worried about your relationship. So there's that. And then there's, she was saying that, you know, she doesn't have a manager. So she goes through Offset for everything, which is probably another reason why she took him back, because she doesn't really have a lot of people on her team that she can really trust. There's people that she feels like is only in it for money. And there's a lawyer. So perhaps she's having legal issues. Perhaps these lawsuits are all piling up and catching up with her. And you know what? Perhaps she's not doing that great there with these different lawsuits. I mean, she has several lawsuits going on. However, my thing is this. It doesn't help the lawsuit in my mind that if you're telling people that, you know, you're the one that attack Offset. Now, I don't know. I mean, you can't add to a lawsuit, but I'm just saying if somebody else wants to, you know, create another lawsuit on you, they can put out there that you are an aggressive attacker, which people are already trying to say that you're in a gang, that you've set people up, that you try to beat girls up, that you've had girls jump. So why would you even go online and just start ranting like this? I don't understand why she keeps doing this. I don't understand why she keeps doing this. And of course people are gonna blame Patience. Of course, because we know Patience to be the girl. Like, Patience is the publicist to you. So it's just natural people are gonna think that Patience is not doing the right job and she's not keeping you quiet, because we don't know, like you said, we don't know if she's not around. You get what I'm saying? So we don't know. We don't know if Patience, you know, most people have their, you know, most publicists have the logins. And I think she even said that Patience had the logins to her Instagram and things like that. So it's like, girl, people are going to think that your publicist knows everything and can give you a call and say, hey, don't do this, don't do that. So, yes, naturally, they're going to drag the publicist, because as a publicist, her job is to, you know, make sure that you don't look like a fool. Now, I get that you're coming out here defending her. You've been defending her, and it's fine. And Cardi B mentioned that, you know, Patience is very good. She brought Patience back because Patience gets paid 1%, and she's not in it for the money, and she loves Cardi B, which is great. We love that. We love that. I love Cardi B. I'm here for her. But, girl, you've got to realize that you cannot be basically telling the very people that had your back, F you, suck my D, and, you know, they're too much in your business. I get it. You wanted to take Offset back. It's all good. You took the nigga back. It's fine. But you got to understand, you are a public figure. They're going to drag the situation. You like your man. This is not the first time. This is like the second time you were doing subliminals, talking about you're done. So your fans really just have your best interest. They're worried about you. They care about you. It's not that, you know, they just want to be in your business. They just want to make sure that there's that you're getting the best. Especially because, you know, there's a track record of Offset being a cheater. There's footage of Offset hiding his phone while he's being, you know, while he's playing the video game when you're walking in. There's footage of these things. There's evidence that he's very sexual. He has, I mean, almost 5 kids. It's not that we're reading Offset. I don't care about that, but it's like, if your fans are having your back, your fans are having your back. My thing is this. Don't ever get to the point, and I've even learned this, and I think for any creator, don't ever get to a point where you feel like you can be so big that you cannot be canceled. You can have all the money you want, but if people really decide that, you know what, we're not going to support anymore, what goes up definitely can come down. So if music and the art of music is really a passion for you and you really like music, focus on that, is what I would say. Because right now it's starting to come across that this is just like, all right, a job, and you really don't care even about the craft. Because to me, you shouldn't have time to be addressing it. She should be focused on the music and focused on the personal things. Stop addressing the BS online, because it's not helping you. It's really not helping you. It's not helping you at all. This is no shade. This is not me being a read. Like, this is just me being my honest self watching this shit go down. It's just like, girl. Focus on the music. Because then we start to open up and people get to start to say, oh, Cardi B, this is when they start discrediting your music. Because then they can start saying, listen, Cardi B, she's not even a real artist. She don't even care about the music. She's all in it for the money. She's not even a real artist because she only focuses on social media. She only care about that. The girl don't even care. That's when they get to start saying all kind of rumors like or whatever that you don't write. Because that starts feeling like you have too much time on social media. You should be writing music. You should be doing collabs. You should be doing features. You shouldn't be addressing every little thing that the fans say. Who gives a damn if they call him Patience fat? Patience is fat. But you're like saying that to the world. Guess what's going to happen now? 100,000 more people, since they know that pisses you off and pisses Patience off, guess what they're going to do? Everybody going to probably go in her DM and say, you fat, 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 fat. It's just going to give them more ammunition. Fat, 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 ha, ha, you fat, 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 fat. Now, I didn't hear her say that. My friend, somebody told me that she said that Patience was crying. So I don't know. I can't verify that. I didn't actually hear her say that Patience was fat. Somebody told me that they said that they heard Patience say that Patience was crying every day because the people are calling her fat. So I didn't hear it myself, but someone told me that. So if that's true, I would have never said that, because now those trolls are just going to go down there and call her fat. They're going to keep dragging the makeup artist because they know that's a weakness. They're going to keep dragging it. So stop. Because what's going to end up happening is you might shoot yourself in the foot. And perhaps you feel like you don't care because you're at a level where you're like, bitch, I'm rich. And she talked about it. She's like, I got a place, two places in L.A. I got a place in New York. I got a place in Atlanta. I'm rich. I got money. And I get it. And sometimes you do have to flex like that because you got to let niggas know, listen, I'm doing fine. I'm doing my thing. Like, I get it. I get it. But put it in the music. Like, as an artist, speak more through your music. When Beyonce has these issues, when Beyonce needs to address stuff, she doesn't go out and address things publicly. You'll know what Beyonce is addressing in her songs. Address it in the music, girl. You want to be back with Offset? You shouldn't have to go on live every other day defending. You just had a beautiful birthday. You got everything that you wanted. Brand new car that you probably can't even drive because you don't drive. All your friends came. You flew fans out. Yeah, they're dragging you. And that you feel like crap, right? And I get it, because you feel like, damn, I flew y'all niggas out. And they still turned on you or whatever. They was throwing shit at your relationship. I get it. So I understand being frustrated. I definitely understand being frustrated. However, I feel like you took your husband back, girl. You should have known that people were going to have an opinion about it. You took him back. You've left that nigga publicly twice. The nigga has cheated on you. People are not going to forget. This is social media. They still mad at you for saying that you allegedly called black women roaches. They don't miss anything. Offset will always be known as a cheater. No matter how good he is, people are not going to like Offset. You cannot be trying to defend Offset every day, because that's just going to make people do even more crap. And here, even more so, here's the thing. You better hope that Offset, if you ever see this video, please don't cheat on this girl. Please do the best that you can do, because you're going to make her look like a damn fool and no one's going to care. You got this girl out here sacrificing her whole career fighting, defending, which she should be focused on the music, trying to protect Patience, Offset, the makeup artist, this, that, and the third. So y'all should be very grateful that she's out here doing this, because she doesn't have to do it. You guys signed up for this. You guys all in this going to be criticized and scrutinized. It is what it is. So, but my thing is this. She's doing a lot of caping for Offset, and I get it. But Cardi, understand this. You better stay with Offset. Because the minute, if he cheats on you, or if you show any frustration towards Offset, the people are going to drag you. They're going to drag you. They're going to drag you. Period. That's why it's better just to not say nothing. You know you're dysfunctional. He know y'all dysfunctional. Just be dysfunctional. Let the people talk. Because, girl, now, if and when y'all fall out again, no one's going to give a damn. They're going to laugh at you and drag you. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like I'll play this little clip where she – let me play this little clip right here where what she said on Twitter. Hold on. Let me see. Let me get it. Hold on. Can y'all hear this? I want to make sure y'all can hear this. Hold on.
3 days ago, y'all started arguing with my best friend, Ashanti. Like, it's like, y'all trying to control my life too much. It's ridiculous. I don't care. Y'all don't pay my bills. Y'all don't do nothing. So stop it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. At this point, I'm just sick of it. All of y'all can suck my dick. Each and every one of y'all. All. A-L-L. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I was born alone. I could die alone. I don't give a shit. I got my daughter. I'm great. Just the other day, I made a big-ass deal because I was coming at my makeup artist. 3 days ago, y'all started arguing with my best friend, Ashanti. Like, it's like, y'all trying to control my life too much. It's ridiculous. I don't care. Y'all don't pay my bills. Y'all don't do nothing. So stop it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I really don't.
Well, and that's how she felt. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm just like, girl, I'm still here for her, but I'm just like, I'm not getting in it. Like, she wants to clearly be left alone. So for me, I'm just talk through the camera. Like, girl, good luck. I'm with you. But girl, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, sis. I don't know. I think we should get back to the music. Let's get back to the music, because now we treading thin waters. We're treading, like, let's just keep it back on the music. So, I think we should stick it back to the music. But so we'll take some calls, and, you know, let's get into some things. Let's get some more subscribers. I want to know what you guys think. Shout out to the 2,700 people in the chat. What do y'all think about what's going on? Let's get into it. Let's go. All right. The number is 563-999-3658. All right, I'm about to put the hold on. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the thumbnail. Give me one second. Need to put this up here. Bow. Watch out now. It's the little one, but I'm not Bow Wow. Oh, hold on. Period. All right, so we're going to get into some things. I want to know what y'all got to say. Let me get the call in up. All right, 4450, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. You may be the only person that actually have any kind of sense on this internet social media thing. The fact that you actually said as a black person, listen, guys, we've been kikiing, we've been playing around, but at this point, we need to stop with the foolishness. J-Lo, yes, talking about she's a black woman in the Bronx. What is wrong with y'all? And like you said, you black up until it's time to sign a check. You black up until it's time to do this, that, and the third. Because as black people, and especially as a black woman or a black male, we have to do 1,000% better than anyone else in the world and barely be able to make the type of money that everybody else makes. And then we're told to pull your foot by your bootstraps and stop complaining while you got something to say. But it's very interesting that us as black, the ones that look like phenotypically African, that don't look like, well, you could be exotic, you could do something else. We cannot say that, oh, well, we're not black, I'm mixed with this, I'm mixed with that. Everybody can claim to be us, but meanwhile, we can't claim to be them when we want to get benefits, too.
Ooh, talk about it. Talk about it, because we definitely can't claim to be Latino and white and everything and Asian and everything.
The fact that you have a biracial child, they'll tell you that biracial child is black before they even say that she's white or he is white or they're whatever else that they're mixed with. No, they'll say that person is black. Oh, you the negative side of whatever it is that you're mixed with. So I'm over it, and thank you for at least standing up for it and not being one of these clout chasers and happy that somebody is claiming you. No, we're not your dogs. We're not the bottom of the barrel. Don't claim to be me. Leave me the heck alone. That's one. Secondly, Drake and T.I., I don't care who pissed on Drake. I don't care about that man. He's whatever. And like you said, T.I. talked about his own daughter's, you know,
situation. Yes, he did.
So I lost all respect for him. He dogged his wife out. He just, goodbye. And then who else you have talked about?
Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi, listen, the whole Cardi thing, like you said, ma'am, please just do the song and keep it moving. If you want to sit up here and do whatever you want to do with your husband, we don't care. Stop putting it out here. Nobody cares. If you want to be toxic, be toxic. You don't want to be toxic, don't be toxic. Just stop it. It's like she wants to be a regular person and a celebrity at the same time. Ma'am, it doesn't work like that. You got to be one or the other.
Yes, yes, yes. And I feel like I feel like you're fanning the flames by addressing it. Because then you're getting yourself frustrated. So to go online and be like, F you, suck my... Like, she's mad at her fans that that I guess she flew to her party and turned on her. Well, girl, maybe those are the wrong people to have at your party.
Hello. She, the people that actually are fans, she don't mess with them, but these weirdos, that's what she be having around her. She'll be all right. And like she said, apparently the fans don't pay her bills. No problem, ma'am. We won't be downloading no more of your music, and we will not participate in none of your concerts. So I want to see.
Especially because I think that, you know, she made, you know, because, like, paying bills is very much so, like, you know, buying those vinyls and, you know, they made millions of dollars off those vinyls and all that merch. Like, you can't say stuff like that. But I guess she feels
that's
like she might be at a point right now where it's like, I got so many fans. I'm so big where I can't run out of money. But I'll just say, like, you can look at Tekashi 6ix9ine, even though she's not a snitch and she doesn't have that energy on her. I don't see a lot of these artists, and it's no shade. See, people are going to take this as shade. And maybe I don't know. But I don't see a lot of artists, you know, what Cardi B features. You know what I mean? So it's not that, like, I feel like a lot of artists are not like, oh, I want that Cardi B feature. I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe she's just not on the records because she's busy. But what I'm saying is this. So if it doesn't seem like a lot of these artists are working with you, you know, and then two, it's like you're kind of crapping on the fans, eventually you'll start to fizzle out. Like, you can be hot. And, girl, you can also fizzle out and go and be done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you never want to think you're too big
Kylie and the Kardashians and everybody, as soon as Cardi's no longer hot, not just them, but everyone else in the industry is going to turn their backs and be like, who are you again? Ma'am, I don't know you. Can you get away from my house? And it's going to only be the fans. But outside of that, Armand, we need to know what part of Miami will you be in, because I'm trying to say, hey, I'm trying to see, take my picture from afar, like you said.
I'll be all over Miami. I don't know. This area called, it's what a B, Brickoff, what is it? That's how you say it.
Okay, you're going to be in Brickle. Oh, okay, Armand, with the coins.
Yes,
it's
said Brickle.
Well, that's a coin.
Okay, I don't know nothing about
South
it.
South Beach with the yes. Okay. Well, I'll follow you on Instagram. Well, I'm already following you, so I can see your story, so I can see where I could park and figure out where Armand is.
Okay. Thank you. I'll see you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Boom. All right. So let's take another call. 9552, you're live on the air.
Armand,
hello?
How you doing, baby doll?
I'm doing good. How are
you? Hello?
Yes.
I am so triggered. Please forgive me to be a little slight delay. So I'm sorry if I don't like respond right away. But I'm triggered right now because of what Miss J-Lo has to say about her being black. Like, I've dealt with enough of the community. I've dated enough of them and been introduced to their family and friends. I know enough about them to know that they feel the total opposite. But before I get into that, I just wanted to say, as far as RB, she seems to not know how to conduct herself as a lady. I really, really, really like it. Really.
Okay, try to call back. It's really choppy and it just dropped. Call back. 3180. That was sounding really weird. Hello? Hey, what's going on? Is it me? Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's Donovan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Armand, I want you to do, like, a comparison of how, like, being a celebrity was compared to, like, when you were growing up and, like, from I was growing up. Because I was born in 2000. But, Armand, you were literally at, like, what year was it? The 2005 VMAs or something? Grew up in literally legendary time. There used to be like some type of elusiveness to like the celebrity, but all this stuff that we know about Cardi B that's like so transparent about like the megastar that she's supposed to be, it makes it seem like she's like her life is terrible. Like she's really not all that. And then what was I about to say? But on the other hand, it's like, why do people care about patients and all these other people that don't even matter that are on her team anyway? Did you even know about or care about that stuff when you were growing up as a kid? Like, and back in the day, nobody cared about that stuff. And like, she just flashed her whole body on Twitter. Like, these celebrities, I don't even like know. Like, and then what was I about to say? Oh yeah, I'm a whole member now. And
yes,
you were talking about people don't like to subscribe to you because they don't like aspects of your personality and they can't take like no type of heat. But you actually made me stronger. Remember when I called about the chat because they was being rude? What's it called?
Yes.
And I called and complained about the chat? Look at me now. I'm a whole member. That was
yes. Congratulations. But you know what? First of all, I just want to let you know that, listen, I'm not that old. Okay. You kind of made it seem like I was out when Jaguar Wright was out. I'm not old like that. Okay. Yes, I was in high school then. I'm just kidding. I'm happy to be where I'm at. But I get it. But I don't remember it just clear like that. But we had internet, but it wasn't what it is today. You're right, damn it. But I think we had MySpace and Black Planet. But we didn't care about, you know, we didn't care about you. There wasn't no influencer. So we didn't give a damn about, you know, patients and all this. But here's the thing. You know why we care about them now? Because there's social media. So everybody on... Girl. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say, these publicists, these makeup artists, these stylists, these people, when you go to their aspects of their pages, it's like they want to be celebrities in their own right. So they want to be seen. They like to be talked about. When you go to their pages, you can tell that they want attention too. So you can't be upset when you get it. Because it's not always going to be good.
You're right. But yeah, that was all I wanted to say. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
All right. 1352, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Omar?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm chilling. Two things. I don't really know J-Lo's family history, but like a large part of the island of Puerto Rico is actually like a huge admixture of African ancestry, along with the natives that was there, which were, I think, called Tejano. And then, of course, like the Spanish settlers that was there. So if J-Lo is claiming that she's black, I mean, I don't really know what's going on in her family, but she might have some darker Puerto Ricans going on that we don't know about. So, like, it's kind of, like, not really fair to come at her about that because she really could be talking about what she genetically is. And then with Drake getting pissed on, I think maybe old boy was probably just trying to pee in a cup or something, and he was drunk, and it was dark. And he kind of, like, maybe pissed on Drake's leg. Maybe pissed on Drake's leg or some shit like that. I mean, stuff like that, excuse me.
Yeah, you know, and I'm with you, but listen, J-Lo is not black, okay? I'm trying to pull up a picture of her, and I get it. We can go look back at the lineage and the rootage and this and the third, but listen, we shouldn't have to go that far back. She ain't been saying she black. J-Lo is 50, damn near 55 years old, and all of a sudden she black? Come on. She ain't never been claiming black before. This is J-Lo dad.
I've never heard her discuss her race before personally, so I can't speak on that, but I would imagine that she did put her Latin heritage first, being that for a long time she disappeared and was singing in Spanish and dating Spanish.
She was just
dead,
singing
like,
in Spanish
after,
yesterday
after
and said she was black.
Yeah.
This is her. Okay, so look at the screen. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Ain't nothing black about this. Ain't nothing black about this. Ain't nothing black about this. And this is what we got to stop doing. Like, we're not going to just. And everybody cannot be black.
Hey, so check this out, though. You cannot deny that black people come in a spectrum. All of us.
So do
are not
you
chocolate.
See black right here? Do you see her being black, or do you see Hispanic?
I see a Hispanic woman, absolutely. However, what I want you to realize is I don't know what her grandfather looked like. I don't know what her great grandfather looked like.
You know what
like
her mom and her
men,
dad
and
look
you,
like. You know what her mom and dad look like.
I
the ones who
don't
birthed
know what
her.
Mom and dad look like.
I told you
I
to look. Okay, so you didn't look at the screen. So you didn't look at the screen, like I told you. Okay, you didn't look at the screen.
Hold on, let me grab my phone real quick. Don't you?
Yeah.
I got you on my street phone real quick.
Yeah. All please right. Look at the screen. See, I almost hung up on you. Is this Dominique? Dominique, you finna get hung up? Oh, this is not you. Well, you finna get hung up on?
No, this one, Dominique.
Okay.
Nah, my name ain't Dominique.
Okay, so look at the screen.
All right, pull it up. Right,
it's
so
not. You got one more time not to be paying attention. I'm hanging up on
okay,
you.
No,
look
no,
at
no,
the screen.
Okay, so check it out. I'm looking at the screen.
So which one of them are black to you? Stop playing with me. Stop fucking playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Y'all is not going to keep playing with me. Y'all going to stop playing with me. Okay? Stop playing with me. 7931. Hello?
Hey, Armand. Hey.
Yeah, y'all going to stop playing with me. You better not get up here talking about J-Lo is black.
I was about to say that last caller is one of them black people that I be talking about that just be accepting everything. And you sound stupid. You sound dumb. And that's why you got people like the Kardashians and everybody else that's running around, your Kylie Jenner's and all of that. That's why, because of people like that. That's why we got Danielle Bregolis, because of people like that that just be accepting everything.
Yes.
It absolutely makes no sense. You really trying to force her to be black. She not black. And the thing is, I'm like, I don't care what the lineage is or none of that. She ain't never said nothing about being black. She don't even date black men. She stay away from black men. She said ever since she dated Diddy, she ain't never dated another black man. I don't understand why
Layla
black
Lynn
people
said
be trying
it
to
best.
Make...
What did she say? Skin toed or the little booty don't make you black, or like, you know, lips and hips and booty don't make you black.
And she bought that. She bought that a long time ago before people was buying them. So that's why people think it's hers and it's not. She bought that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and so I don't know. I just don't like that. I don't like when black people be trying to force people to just be black. Like, you sound stupid. I don't like it. So the next thing that I was gonna say is Cardi B. I don't understand why this girl constantly wants to have a private life when all you want to do is be famous. You want to be famous. You want to be rich. But you don't want the attention of being rich and famous. It doesn't.
I'm gonna
make
be honest
any-
with you. I think it's coming across a little bit more like Cardi B just wanted the money.
That's exactly what that's what I was about to get to, because you keep on saying that's not the first time she said F the fans. You know, she's not the first person that said F the fans. So to me, it's just like you don't really care about them. And then you're like, oh, y'all don't pay my bills. Actually, in actuality, the fans do pay your bills. Literally all your bills, the fans pay them. else do you think you are where you are without them? It doesn't make any sense. And the thing with Offset, I'm like, how could you expect not people to not feel a way when, like you said, you've done it twice. You've done that twice. So now people are just looking at you like you're retarded and you keep making these dumb excuses. Oh, we young. Oh, I love him. Oh, I just wanted some dick. I'm like, okay, girl, but don't nobody care about that. You look stupid. So people who really care about you, the fans that's really invested in you, they're going to be upset. So
and
I just don't see
thing.
Why she...
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I don't think it's fair.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I kind of feel like it's unfair because Cardi B, first of all, is talented in her personality. She has a polarizing personality. So it was the fans and her personality that kind of created this persona of who she is, which got her into places. So we can't say it was all the fans, but it was the support from the fans that kind of helped catapult her with her personality. But my thing is, girl, you are who you are because of social media. So why they loved you and championed you when you were making the funny jokes and you were spilling your tea and talking about your business and everybody laughed and they gave you millions and millions of views. Now that you're even more famous than you were then, what makes you think people are going to stop talking about what you put on social media or your private life? They've literally watched you grow from
nothing and nobody to who you are now.
Yeah, I'm trying to say it in a way where it doesn't get twisted like I'm over here dragging her. But I'm just like
Okay, you really should drag, though. I really feel like you should just do what you would normally do because it's stupid, and you know it. I feel like you should just go ahead and do what you normally do because that's what it is. Like, it's really stupid. Like, that she keep on – how many years is it going to take for you to realize I'm in the public eye now, I might as well just not say nothing. People are going to talk. When are you going to get it? When are you going to get it? How long is it going to take?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just don't understand. How long is it going to take for you to realize that this is where you are now and people are never going to stop talking about you? Even when you aren't who you are no more, people are going to always talk about you. There's always going to be something to talk about. And as long as you were Offset, if you're 50 years old with Offset, they're going to always say you stupid, girl. So, I mean, you just really might as well just get over it. That's how I feel. But that was all.
Thank you, Bo. Oh, shout out to Dominic. He said he don't believe. I just thought that was you because y'all sound the same, I think. Oh, Cheryl, don't get mad at me. But, hey, shout out to Dominic for being in the bushes. And thanks for the coin. I just seen the 470. I thought that was a Florida number, but shout out to Atlanta number, girl. I think it's, I don't know. You sounded the same. My bad. But I'm glad it wasn't you because I was going to feel bad for hanging up on you, but I was going to have to hang up on you. 5452, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I was just going to say, I think that Cardi only loves her fans when it's beneficial because I don't know any celebrity that makes their fans wait for 9 months for music. And the fans are constantly supporting her, posting on Twitter, Cardi B is coming. She posted her boobs the other day. They trying to support her, putting boobs out for Cardi. And this is how she treats them? Like, I don't understand it.
Well, I think that what she's talked about the music part. I feel like one thing I will give her credit, like she understands her and her space in music. So she probably doesn't want to throw out a bunch of music and then not be able to go out and perform it, right? Because we're in the middle of a pandemic. So she feels like, well, why am I going to rush to put out music just to sit inside? Like, I don't need to do that. And to a certain degree, I understand that and I can respect that. So, I mean, that's that on that. But I feel like, and to her defense, I feel like the fans can be a little abrasive. But at the same time, I just feel like she feels a little embarrassed that she took Offset back and she's being dragged for it and people are coming at her. But my thing is, girl, you took him back. So you shouldn't be feeling no kind of way. You shouldn't feel embarrassed. You took the nigga back. You said what you said. So let it go.
I agree. I think she's taking it out on the wrong people. I think that between her taking him back and then, like, her posting
her
personal
by accident, issues.
Yeah, I think she's taking it out on people, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, because I think what's going on, she's got these different lawsuits, two or three of them, you know what I mean? Block this person because I ain't got time for this. Block them because they getting on my nerves because they doing the most. Like, I block it. I'm about to block you because I can't. You gotta go. Because I can't deal with it. Because I, you know, the people, oh, Armand, you fake. Listen, block them. Because, listen, if you can't disagree with people, then you got to go. So my thing is this. I feel like we're at a place, like, I feel like she is like, I feel like there's a lot going on in her personal life. She vented online about having to pay $300,000 to get her water fixed, not having a manager, feeling like everybody around her is just about in it for the money, switching lawyers. You know what I mean? Lawyers not really caring about her. They just want her to settle and take deals and just so they can get paid. So there's a lot of stuff that she's dealing with behind the scenes, and I think that she's having a meltdown. So I think that she should stay off a line because she's going to end up saying something that she probably doesn't mean.
She's
because
already
she's
said a
frustrated.
Lot of stuff. I was also going to say that I think you're right. She was absolutely wrong for telling her publicist business, saying that she was crying to her and stuff. Like, you're right. It's only going to make people – it's just going to make people go and bully her some more. Like, I feel like that was personal information that she shouldn't have just told the world. Like, that's not cool.
Right. Well, thank you, caller.
But that's –
all right, Bill. Thanks for – okay, so listen. Okay, so we're going to play our game. We need 10 more people to subscribe because I don't know why y'all just stopped subscribing. I don't know what y'all was doing. Y'all was hating. If y'all want me to take some more calls, we need some more subscribers. Listen, if I'm going to stay on here and get into some things, we need some more subscriptions or I'm getting my black butt off of here. Okay. 3152, you live on the air.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Hey,
yes. Ron.
Hey.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so just to get into it, I think with Cardi, you said it a long time ago. I remember one of your earlier videos. I think it was like titled like why people don't like Cardi B or something like that. You did one for Nicki too, and you said that loosely, like you said, Cardi B didn't get into the music business for the music business. She just caught a lick and just ran with it, and just did what she had to do to get her money and just to get. You know, all of that, all the stuff that comes with having being in the music business as far as money and just all of that. So it's like, I think right now what we're seeing is like that coming into play because it's like, I don't understand how she would think that you can be as big as you are as an artist and not have people, not one person talk badly about you. Like, I don't know what her expectation is whenever it comes to fans not coming after her. Does she not think like, all these big artists don't have the same issue. Like, it just boggles my mind. And it's like, at first I was just like when she first came to music business, I just gave her kind of a pass because I'm like, oh, she's new. She probably doesn't know. But it's like, she's 3 years in now. It's like, what is her expectation? Like, what does she expect her fans to not? You're going to have crazy fans. It's just a byproduct of being in the music business. It's like,
yes.
You're going to have people coming out. You're going to have people talk about you. You're going to have people want to be in your business, especially if you're putting it out there. So it's like, I don't know what she expects. And then also with like J-Lo, my issue with the J-Lo thing is like, the term negrita is just, it doesn't necessarily refer to someone that's black, but someone that's darker, that's a darker complexion. The thing with J-Lo is like, she's not darker. In the Latino community, I wouldn't think she's like a darker complexion. She's very brown.
No, Cardi B is darker than J-Lo.
Yeah, she's barely brown. So I'm like, in what world would someone think that, in the Latino community, would someone think that she's a darker complexion person? Like, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't, like, the bar just doesn't make sense. Because it's like, it'd be one thing if it was Cardi saying that or if it was Amara saying that, because it's like, they're darker complexed. Within the Latino community, there would be considered darker complexed women, but she's not, but J-Lo is not. Like, J-Lo, for most of her acting career, played white women or Italian women. So it's like, it just didn't make sense. Because it's like, that was my issue with it. It's like, she's white any other time, but in her music or whenever it's convenient for her, she's black or she's Puerto Rican from the Bronx. So it's like, that just didn't make sense to me at all. And yeah, I think it's like, if she doesn't have a manager or if she doesn't have people that really care about her, I don't know how long this Cardi trend is going to go for. Because it's like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
because right now,
I just don't know how long she can go out and say this before fans be like, okay, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? It's just like. I don't know.
Not, even with WAP, I honestly think the reason why she put out WAP is because her label's probably wearing her down. It's like, it's been two years now. Where's the music? Even Nicki, she'll give us a Lucy here and there just to, you know, let people know that she's still alive and making music, you know, nine months pregnant and all. I honestly think Cardi is not in, like you said earlier, like, she's not in the music business.
This just
music.
Gives
she's
me, I'm going to be honest with you, this gives me that Cardi B is not really in it for the artistry of hip-hop or rap. It just feels like, when moves like this makes me feel like she's in it for the money, and it's just like, all right, girl, I'm in it because it's working. It's not because I love the true artistry, because if you was really a true artist, at a certain point, it would be like, listen, I'm not going to be on here and be doing all this. I got music to make. You know what I mean? Like, you get to a point where you really, and if you're truly, you know, happy, you're not addressing all of this. And this is why people are coming at the publicist, because it's like, okay, girl, if you trust patience and you trust this, like, listen to her. Listen to somebody.
Yeah, and she's one of those artists, she doesn't have to get on the internet and cut up and, like, do or say something to, you know, create buzz around her music. People already want to hear her music, so she doesn't have to do all of that extra necessary.
No.
Address everything on social media, because it's like, you're a big artist where it's like, you don't have to do all of that. Like, people will listen to you regardless, but it's going to be interesting how this new Cardi B era is going to come about, because I honestly think the reason why WAP is doing so well is because it's like, her label put a lot of money into it. She just signed that deal to, you know, close the deal with Atlantic or prior to WAP coming out. So it's like, it's going to be interesting where these next couple of years, what this next couple of years are going to look like. Because it's like, it just doesn't seem like from a public perspective that her image of being just this loud mouth, I'll say anything, do anything, you know, crass image is, you know, I don't see like a new era. Like every era of Nicki, I see a new Nicki, but every like, this new era of Cardi, I don't see a new era, like I don't see like a new mindset, a new outlook on how she approaches the music business, because it's like she's the same person from 2 years ago where she's addressing everything and, you know, doing the utmost on social media. So it's like, it's going to be interesting.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank
Bill.
You.
Bye. Okay, let's take another call. 9204, come on. Let's get into some things.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
So I wanted to get into the Cardi B situation.
Okay.
I feel like she's doing all this because she know what she's doing is wrong. She know deep down that she really shouldn't be taking this man back. But, you know, we really don't know what's going on in her in and out, like her real life. So we can't really say, we just see what she shows. And she shouldn't really be showing everything. Again, that's how she got famous. But it's like, girl, at this point, like, you don't have to show everybody everything, because then when people have an opinion about it, you sit here and get mad, and that's being a hypocrite. If you don't want everybody in your business, don't show everybody your business. And if you wasn't, I feel like if you really wasn't going to get a divorce, you should have never filed.
Well, like, I don't think that's fair to say. I feel like she could file. But I feel like she needs to understand that it's public knowledge, public record, and she's a mega superstar, and people are going to dig it up. So once you file, you can't just think that, oh, I'm filed to show him a lesson. You have to understand you're filing with the intent for that shit to get out, whether it be the publisher or somebody or the lawyer. Somebody was messy and leaked it, or somebody just looked it up one day and they found it. So my thing is this. You have to understand that people literally stalk her every day. Her social media, people Google her name daily. She knows this.
Mm-hmm.
She's posted that, you know, several times that she's been, like, I think the year 2018 or 2017 or even last year, she was one of the most Googled names. So you know people are always looking for information on you. So when you go and file something like a divorce, you got to know, like, I mean, this is going to come out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So understand that even if you're teaching him a lesson, your life is not private. Period.
It's not private. You chose for your life not to be private when you got into this industry. And it's like, we really don't care
when
about
you
your
built
relationship.
It on social media.
Exactly.
Being a personality and talking about your business.
Mm-hmm. I just, with her fans, I feel like she should never say suck my dick, this and the third, because your fans, the one who bought your, because I bought vinyls, I bought WAP merch.
I bought two.
I'm pretty sure a lot of, exactly, like, we're giving you money when we buy your songs, when we stream your music. We're the one who is funding. So for you to sit here and say that we don't pay your bills, I'm pretty sure with all of the fans' money, we buy at least 5 of your Birkins. And that's facts. Just off streams alone. So for her to say that, like, that's not right. That's not right. I just, she should apologize to her fans, because if they really stop streaming her music, she's not going to sell, because she already has this big hate train already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to fuel people more and more to not mess with her. But that's all I had to say on mine.
Yes. People said I'm scared to say what I feel about Cardi. No, I'm saying it. I'm just trying to be respectful because I don't. I'm sorry, hang up on you. I'm not afraid. I'm saying what I'm saying because I don't hate the girl. I want her to win, but I just think that how she's moving is very stupid. I mean, but I'm not. Y'all want me to sit up here and drag her? I'm not going to drag her because it's not a reason to drag her. But it's just like, girl, you're going to start losing people, and it's coming across. She's just making it way easy for people that don't like her to lay her out. I mean, you're just making it worse. You're giving people more to talk about. So if you really want people to shut up, the best thing to do is to shut up. Because they're going to talk anyway. But then when you get up and talk, you add context to what they already going to say. It doesn't make any sense. And if you have a publicist, you need to listen to her. And she should be calling you like, girl, please stop. Please shut up. Because it does make her look crazy. Because it makes her look like, well, shit, are you not doing your job? Are you just here to throw parties and look cute for your Instagram? Like, why can't you tell this woman to shut up? Are you advising her on anything? Maybe she doesn't need to be the party planner, the manager, the bookie. Maybe she just needs to focus on the publicity. Maybe Patience is doing too many jobs because she needs to focus on your image. It's no shade. It's no shade. It's no shade. It's no shade. I don't know. 9203.
Hi, Armand. It's Nadia.
Hey, what's going on?
Are we over talking about her always responding to the fans, the haters, and the spectators? Honestly, I honestly believe that she's just miserable. And if I had the level of her money and success, I wouldn't respond. Like, you couldn't see me. Like, even if people have anything nice or positive to say, I just literally wouldn't respond. And I think once she closes her mouth, maybe the world would be a better place, because she just goes at anybody and she always has to prove a point or explain herself. With all that money, I just would be like, irrelevant. What? You got to pay me to talk. She's just giving up too much mouth, too much information. And I just feel like, I don't know, Armand, what do you think? Because I just feel like when you're at a level of success, like, you shouldn't just always respond or have a reaction. Like, can I use Beyonce as an example? Do you ever see Beyonce acting like this?
No, because she puts it in her music. You get what I'm saying? Because she's a true artist, though, right? So she's going to monetize off of it in her music. She's not going to go on a rant online.
And I just think she's, like, the worst artist in the world to always be, like, responding to the hate and the backlash. Like, she's always in the press for, like, coming at people because they came at her. Like, I think she should enjoy, like, her life and being famous and being places people never get the chance. Why would you spend most of your time, like, defending yourself or explaining yourself? All my bags that she, all those bags that she showed, I would be in my bags. I would just be living life like whatever. And I think she'll just become a more of a positive influencer or whatever. Or maybe I like when she responds, or because people like her for her being real ratchet, right? So maybe people like when she's coming at fans and being negative and cursing people out and saying she doesn't need her fans. I honestly don't believe that she's going to be here as long as – I don't want to compare Nikki, but I just don't think she's going to be here that long because without – I don't know. I'm just going to hang up because I just can't – I just really think that she's here. I don't want to – she's here for a moment, but after that, after her time is up, what else is there really going to be? Like, as you can see, remember Nikki had like an era of 10 years straight. Nobody else could surpass her for 10 years. There was the Little Mamas. There was the Age Loaf. There was Little Kim trying to get in and out. But now Nikki's era is a little bit over, and now it's Miss Mulatto, it's Megan Thee Stallion, it's the upcoming girls. So Cardi better get in where she fit in because she's going to be left. And it's not too much of her personality is going to be here too long. That's all that people really gravitate to her, really, is her personality. Like, her delivery flow is okay and her songs are catchy, but she's really not an artist. Or maybe she can get into acting, you know? She does act ghetto, right? Bye, Armand.
Thank you, caller. Bye. Okay, okay. So we'll take a couple more, and then we're going to get up out of here. Okay, 2674, you're live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, not ready. We got too many people in the queue. 8965, you're live on the air.
Armand, okay, can you hear me much better on this particular phone?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm sorry about the staticky, messy call beforehand. So real quick, as far as Cardi B, what I was trying to tell you is she really doesn't know how to conduct herself very well, and you are full of intelligence and discernment and all that good stuff. So what I feel will really benefit her is if she hired you, if you're willing to accept the position, if she hired you as her personal life coach, oh, I think she would be doing so I am very serious.
I do too. Let me tell you, I pour into people all the time. I think she should listen to me. I talk to her sometimes like, girl, listen, that's what I really would love to do. Do that for people behind the scenes in the industry. I'm glad you've seen that. You just don't know that you just blessed my life right now on a whole nother level. Because that's some of the things that I've been dealing with. But that's a whole nother thing. So go ahead. Continue, though.
I'm very serious because I've been a fan of yours since you was only at 2,000 subscribers, and now you're about to be at 100,000. So I've been with you for a long time, and I'd be listening to you like, dang, if I had the money, I would hire him to be able to give me advice and do all this type of good stuff. But so that's what I suggest for Cardi B. As far as the Latino community, I was dating this particular Latino man. He had a twin brother. He didn't know we were not sleeping together, even though we were going together, because it was early in the relationship, and I didn't want to move too fast. But he didn't know that. So he told his twin brother, quote, unquote, please don't accidentally slip up and get that black girl you're going with pregnant and bring black beast into our family bloodline. He said that to him. My boyfriend at the time wasn't too smart, so he told me what his twin brother said. I get the crying, I'm having a fit mentally and emotionally. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, but that was not the first time I heard something like that come out of I don't want to call out the particular, well, I'm saying Puerto Ricans. It wasn't the first time I heard Puerto Ricans say something like that. That was the last time for me. I wasn't going to deal with it no more. But this is how they feel behind closed doors. So I don't understand why J-Lo is coming out of her mouth trying to claim black and glorify black when they know they don't even like blacks or have respect for black. They don't want to see your bloodline, quote, unquote. So I don't understand what J-Lo is doing. They're always, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but they're always Latino this, and I'm Puerto Rican this, and Puerto Rican reggaeton, blah, blah, blah. They're always bigging themselves up. So I don't understand how come in the song she couldn't just glorify being a beautiful Puerto Rican queen or whatever. Why did you have to bring black into it? You don't like blacks like that. You don't have black kids. I see you don't have kids with puppies. I mean, this is a real thing. So I don't understand what she's doing. I don't understand what they're doing. But I love them, though. But that is my personal truth as to what I went through when I was dealing with them.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, baby. You got into some things, and I love you for blessing my life today. Thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you.
Bye. All right. So listen, we're going to take one more call. If we can get to 96.2, bitch, I stay on here a little bit longer, but we are literally 70 subscribers away, so we would need 70 people that's not subscribed to subscribe after this next call. If not, we have to try again tomorrow. Because we did a lot of cursing. We did a lot of crazy crap. So, you know, we probably not going to monetize. But if we get some subscribers, 7920, it's where you, we're live on the air. Let's go.
Hey, Armand, what's tea?
What's going on, baby? What we talking about? What we doing? What you want to get, what you want to get into?
Okay, let me go ahead and shake it up right quick. So I walked in a little bit late. So I tiptoed to the back of the classroom and started taking notes. So I heard a little bit about the J-Lo conversation, right? So here's my thing on that. I don't know if y'all know who Paul Mooney is. Paul Mooney is a comedian. He was a good friend of Richard Pryor. He said it best. He said, everybody wants to be a nigga, but nobody wants to be a nigga. And by that, what he meant was, so what we meant by that was, everybody want to claim black, especially right now because it's popular at its peak. But when it all comes down to it, if Donald Trump get reelected and he starts putting niggas on cruise ships and sending us back to Zimbabwe, J-Lo's going to tiptoe.
Right.
Say, black what? I'm Latino, sis.
Negrito.
And
who?
That's going to be bad on that. And so, see, if I get pulled over as a black man, if I get pulled over, they don't have to look into my lineage to see if I'm black or not. They're going to have me spread eagle out here on the street, like with a knee in my neck. So I take pride in being black, because right now, being black, it's a badge of honor. We get up and survive every day. We got all kind of risks. We got the risk of life in general, but we got added risk to life. So I take pride in being black. And now, as a gay black man, before I tiptoed over here, I had two children with a Puerto Rican girl. And so what I've learned from that is they look at us like the lowest of the low. And they don't want
really?
Us to be a bloodline. Okay, and so they look at us, see, Latino people, they look up to white people as if white folks is their savior. They're lazy, they don't want to work, they don't want to do nothing, and they this and that, and they that's how they see us. And then they, so for J-Lo to turn around and try to claim that, that's, for me, that's like, come on, sir, we know better, because you just want to jump on a bandwagon. So let me take off of that subject, but as far as Cardi B's and all these celebrity relationships, girl, at this point, you look real dizzy, you look real late, you look real tired to be taking this man back. You know, cheated on you 175,000 times, and you're taking this man back, and you want some sympathy from us. She needs to fire her PR team. All her publicists need to go, because they should have been calling her and saying, girl, you're doing what high school girls do. When you break up with your boyfriend and you get on Facebook and you talk about him, but then next week y'all back together, and then you want somebody to cry for you, and now you're looking stupid. So that's that on that. But claiming to be black folks, because you're not living the struggle I live. You're not surviving like we're surviving. So let's not do that. And Armand, have you ever heard of an app called Bigo?
Yes.
You need to get on Bigo, girl, because you would shake Bigo up.
I'm not getting on Bingo. That's so messy. That's when them queens go and start reading each other and just doing all that for like likes and stars and coins and stuff.
You know what?
It's enough coins over here on YouTube.
It's a cute coin over there too, but girl, you can stay in your own lane and you wouldn't even have to worry about all that mess. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know, I just can't go live on my phone. Listen, I just spent a lot of money for this production over here, okay? And it's you, but it still be giving me a hard time because I feel like we glitching now. But thank you, though, and thanks for calling in and supporting the show.
Okay, now, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you all. So that's that on that. We didn't quite hit the go, but it is what it is. We had a nice little show today for Sunday. So if you didn't get through, you can get through the next time, possibly.